The right to life is as American as apple pie. It's enshrined in our national birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. But abortion, often touted in the name of choice, significantly undermines the right to life. Just recently, the Supreme Court had the opportunity to restrict abortion pills from being shipped across state lines. And alas, their decision to not act on that effectively allows those mailings to continue. Although some observers would say the final story on that is not yet over. Claire Ath is the senior policy analyst for Human Coalition, and she joins us to discuss this story. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Claire, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. Thank you for having me on.
All right, so first of all, let me just make this observation. The Supreme Court receives literally thousands and thousands of requests and appeals each year, and they decide, you know, on certain ones that they'll do and certain ones that they won't. Just because they choose not to take a particular case doesn't mean that is the definitive ruling on this. But in the meantime, this recent vote was a disappointment. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so this recent vote, it definitely was a disappointment. And I'll be honest with you, it was a setback for the pro-life movement. But what I think it's important to understand, and I know there's been some confusion, this was not a final decision, and the Supreme Court did not make any kind of ruling on the merits of the case. So what had happened for your listeners is there is a case right now that the state of Louisiana has brought against the FDA. They have a woman in Louisiana who was pressured by her boyfriend to take the chemical abortion pill. Now, what's crazy, Jerry, is that these pills, you don't have to see a doctor to get them. You don't have to confirm the pregnancy, find out how pregnant you are. Anyone can order them. So her boyfriend went online, ordered them, shipped them to the house, and then they were driving in the car. He was yelling at her, pressuring her, telling her she had to take them, and she felt scared. So she ultimately did take the pills, and as soon as she got home, tried to induce vomiting, but this abortion was not her choice, and it wasn't something that she wanted. So the state of Louisiana, the attorney general had taken up her case, suing the FDA, saying that you cannot be doing this, and Louisiana is a pro-life state. They have legislation saying we do not want these pills, we do not want abortion, and yet these companies are just mailing in the pills. So what had happened is that the Fifth Circuit, where this case is being tried, had ruled and said, you know, while this case is happening and while we're deciding things, we are not going to allow the shipment of these pills. So the pills was shut down for a couple days. But then ultimately, Danco, and who was the other one? It was Danco and the other not the provider, the manufacturers of the chemical abortion pills. They had put in a complaint with the Supreme Court saying that if they're not allowed to mail these pills in the mail, they are going to lose money and that this is affecting their bottom line and their profit margins. And so ultimately, the Supreme Court did side with these abortion pill makers and said that, yes, your complaint is valid and that while this case is being decided, you can still keep mailing these pills. And so really showing that they are valuing the profits of these abortion pill companies over the lives of babies and the health of moms.
So, in other words, the main blow here to the pro-life movement is that while this decision is yet to be rendered, the commerce can keep going on. The mailings can continue, but we haven't, you know, definitively said, you know, what our opinion is on these mailings in the, you know, at the end of the day. Am I right?
Yes. No, that's exactly right, Jerry. That as the case is still being decided, the FDA is going to allow the pills to continue to be shipped out. And this is something that we don't want to happen, but I do have faith that the ultimate decision of this case will be to limit the shipment in the mail of the chemical abortion.
Okay, so suppose you were arguing before the Supreme Court as to why they should definitively say, you know, once and for all, that no pro-life state should receive these kinds of mailings. What's the case?
Well, there's a couple different cases, and actually cited in the dissents. So it was Clarence Thomas and Justice Alito both came out in dissent. So it was a 7-2 ruling. They said they do not agree with this decision. And Justice Thomas cited Comstock, that we have federal law already on the books that says in code, you cannot ship abortion drugs in the mail. So this is already an existing law in the United States. It was a law that was enacted in the 1700s. So for some reason, our politicians just choose to look the other way. But I think one of the strongest claims is that there is a federal law saying you cannot do this. And it also just plays into just kind of this craziness that, you know, President Trump did a great thing with appointing justices who abolished Roe versus Wade, but then in ultimately saying we have a states' rights approach to abortion is, you know, kind of what the narrative is. That's not the case, that states are not able to set their own policy if the FDA is allowing these pills to be mailed into their states.
But again, this is not definitive. So it's just more like while this case is going to be heard and we're going to be dealing with the merits and all that kind of stuff, in the meantime, the commerce may go on. So in other words, it may not be as bad as it seems.
So you're saying that, well,
no, I'm just asking you, let you say, you speak.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think at the end of the day, one of the really tough things about this is while it's all legal and Supreme Court cases and in the Fifth District, these are decisions that are affecting real lives. So I would say that it's bad, Jerry, because as long as these pills are being shipped, babies are dying and moms are being injured. And it's something that we really need to put a stop to. I know it was 2023 that Biden and his FDA actually made the decision that we're going to ship these pills in the mail. And they cited COVID, saying that women need more access. We need telehealth. And what we've seen is that chemical abortions have drastically ticked up and the overall number of abortions have ticked up. And it truly correlates to this decision of the Biden FDA to allow the pills to be shipped in the mail, that if women had to go to the doctor and have an in-person visit, it's less likely that that abortion's going to take place.
And now, in the meantime, you've noted before that Louisiana is one of the states where, you know, abortion is illegal. So basically, would the argument be that for those states where at least they don't believe that abortion should be allowed or whatever, you know, within certain parameters, that in those states, then these shippings should not be allowed?
Yes. And so what would happen then is the people who are responsible for shipping the medication and also the people who are manufacturing the medication to be sent into these states, they would be held responsible. So, and states have set their own laws, whether that looks like a financial fine or jail time, but there would be some fault for the people who are mailing the pills to the state. And that's the issue that Louisiana and Texas, and I believe Florida as well, have ran into, is that when these people mail the pills in the state, it's very difficult to hold the other party accountable because New York has shield laws and California has shield laws. And they just make these extra barriers that make it difficult to hold people accountable for sending these pills into pro-life states.
So as far as U.S. mails are concerned, it's not as if it's the wild, wild west in terms of, you know, hey, anybody can send anybody anything they want to as long as it's through the postage, you know, through the U.S. mail.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy is that you can't mail anything in the mail, that we do have laws and guidelines, but for some reason with abortion, everything just goes out the window.
Okay, and I know we have discussed this in previous discussions, but for those who are not familiar with it, just tell us about why you think these chemical abortions are so bad, and what do they actually do for the mothers? And, you know, are there mothers that have participated in these things or would be mothers that have participated in chemical abortions and now they totally regret it?
Yeah. So the organization I work for, Human Coalition, we work with about 50,000 moms a year who are abortion determined. So when they call us on the phone, they're originally looking to get that abortion, and we provide them with life-affirming resources. But there's a lot of moms who call our nurses who have taken the chemical abortion pills and immediately regret it, or are facing complications. And so what happens when you take these pills is it's two pills. There's a first one called mifepristone. And what that's going to do is remove all the nutrients from the baby and essentially kill the baby. And the next set of pills is misoprostol. And that's going to induce labor and cause the abortion to happen. But what we are seeing is that when these pills are prescribed through the internet and you don't have to see a doctor, women don't know how pregnant they are. They don't know if it's an ectopic pregnancy placed outside of the uterus. They don't know if it's a pregnancy of multiples. And so what happens is that there's a very high risk for things like hemorrhage and ultimately sepsis. And there's been insurance data that's been analyzed by the Ethics and Public Policy Center showing that over 1 in 10 women who take these drugs experience severe adverse effects and need to see an emergency room. So not only are these pills killing babies, that is their ultimate aim and the purpose of this drug, but they also are causing physical harm to women, in addition to emotional harm from moms who regret it or who don't fully understand the scope of what's happening. And I do want to note one thing for your audience, Jerry, that was really concerning after the Supreme Court ruling is immediately, and almost immediately, we started seeing headlines talking about if something happens to mifepristone and, you know, if this is banned, don't worry, there's misoprostol-only abortions. And so, like I said, this is a two-part pill regimen where you take the first one and it ends the life of the baby, and the second one induces labor. Well, now they're starting to tell women that you don't need mifepristone. You can just take that second pill, which will induce labor. And so with that, there's about a 1 in 4 complication rate of it's not a complete abortion, that moms are inducing labor to a baby that's alive. So it is just a scary, scary environment that we are finding ourselves in. And ultimately, I think it's something that needs a lot of prayer. But I am just hopeful that we will ultimately see an end of the chemical abortion pill and its distribution and an end of abortion in America.
Okay, when you say there's the pill one and then there's the pill two, usually how long is the gap between the two? Is it about 2 days or something like that? Or 3 days?
Yes. So, and that's, I don't know how familiar you are with the, there's abortion pill reversal. And
so yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about. Okay, talk about that.
If you've just taken that first pill, and I believe if you're within the first 24 hours is ideal, within that first 24 hours, but up to 48, you can take a high dose of progesterone, and that will essentially like re-give nutrients to the baby and help reverse that chemical abortion. But then it's the problem if you've then taken that second set of pills, the that will induce the labor, then that's when you aren't really likely to be able to reverse it. But there is, I think the studies show it's roughly 70% of moms who take that pill within the 24 hours are able to save the life of their baby.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, we have about 1 minute left. You mentioned ectopic. What does that mean?
Yes. So in ectopic pregnancy, those affect roughly 1 in 50 women. And that's where the pregnancy takes place outside of the uterus, usually in the fallopian tube. So it's a very, very dangerous because babies can't grow in that location. So if you take the chemical abortion pills and you have an ectopic pregnancy, it's going to cause hemorrhage, rupture. You need to go to an emergency room. You cannot take the chemical abortion pills if you are experiencing an ectopic pregnancy. And that is something huge and that the FDA needs to engage on.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left. Is it possible that some women could die from these chemical abortion pills?
Yes, I believe Live Action and Students for Life I've seen are keeping kind of a running tally of the women who have ultimately lost their life. And I think the number stands somewhere around 30 or 31 women have died as a result of the chemical abortion pill. And the biggest one is actually in the news last year. There was a woman in Georgia who they tried to say died because of a pro-life law. But ultimately, she died because she took the chemical abortion pill and did not know she had a twin pregnancy. Oh. So it didn't work properly, and she suffered sepsis and passed away. So it is a very real reality that women can and do die as a result of the chemical pill.
Claire Ath, thank you so much for being with us. HumanCoalition.org for more information. All the best, Claire. Thank you.
Thank you so much.